From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Houthi rebels seize control of a military brigade headquarters in Taiz, Yemen's third largest city, as ground fighting continued there and in the southern port city of Aden on Wednesday. After the rebels took the base from forces backing President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi, an airstrike hit the area. Saudi Arabia had declared the end of its month-long bombing campaign aimed at halting the advance of the Houthis, but said Tuesday that its new focus on supporting a political solution could also include actions to prevent the rebels from acquiring or using weapons from Yemen's military. A Saudi statement also prioritized resuming UN-led peace talks for Yemen. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi says the European Union must help shoulder the burden of curbing migrant trafficking in African countries after as many as 900 migrants drowned Sunday when a ship capsized in the Mediterranean Sea. Mr. Renzi made the comment Wednesday in remarks to Italian lawmakers in Rome, a day before European leaders are to hold an emergency meeting to discuss the crisis. Members of Parliament also held a moment of silence to honor those who died in the accident. Rights group Save the Children reported Wednesday that it has learned some 60 adolescents were on board the ship when it capsized and warned that if current trends continue, some 2,500 migrant children could die in similar accidents on the Mediterranean this year. It says four boys who say they are under 18 survived Sunday's accident when the captain of the migrant ship mistakenly rammed his vessel into a merchant ship that was coming to its rescue. This is VOA News. French officials say they've arrested an Islamic extremist who was heavily armed and suspected of planning attacks on one or more churches. Police said Wednesday that they've taken a 24-year-old computer science student into custody in Paris after he called emergency services to request treatment for a gunshot wound. An Interior Ministry official said the man was an Algerian national who had stockpiled weapons and bulletproof vests in his apartment, along with documents indicating he was planning attacks on at least one church and possibly more. They found that he was a radical Islamist, but no evidence that he was connected to a particular terrorist group. Officials said he called emergency services after accidentally shooting himself. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe held talks Wednesday at a regional summit in Indonesia in what was only the second time the two leaders have met since taking power. The two leaders held a bilateral meeting on the sidelines of the Asian-African summit in Jakarta, according to Japanese officials, who did not specify how long the meeting lasted or what topics were discussed. Earlier, Prime Minister Abe and President Xi exchanged greetings and politely shook hands at a photo session to kick off the conference, which many hope would serve as a chance for Tokyo and Beijing to mend ties. Well, China's President Xi Jinping Wednesday called on wealthy nations to abandon political strings on aid to developing countries. He's among the more than 30 heads of state who are in Jakarta for the five-day Asian-African summit. Earlier, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed deep remorse for Japan's wartime past, but failed to repeat previous official apologies to the victims of Japan's colonial aggression. The Australian Immigration Minister on Wednesday made a blunt videotape pitch to asylum seekers detained on the Pacific island of Nauru. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from Bangkok.
Hundreds of asylum seekers who wanted to go to Australia but were thwarted and sent to a detention camp in Nauru were presented on Wednesday with what essentially amounts to an ultimatum delivered on video by Australia's Immigration Minister Peter Dutton.
I want to make it very clear to all refugees and transferees in Nauru that you will not, under any circumstances, be settling in Australia. This is not an option that the Australian government will ever present to you.
Cambodia has agreed to take more than 1,000 refugees in exchange for what is described as a $30 million aid package from Australia. The agreement has been criticized by numerous rights workers who contend it contravenes the United Nations Refugees Convention. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Look at our website, voanews.com. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.